trying to think about who are the people I'm going to be jawjacking to. And what I have found a lot around our world, and especially in our country, is that I go to different places and people believe all the right things. When you tell them that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, yes. Kids dismissed. Just kids dismissed. Thank you. My wife's telling me that. Kids dismissed. They already knew that. They're already going out that direction. Okay. But anyway, what I find that has happened is I can't think of any more miserable human being on the planet to believe all the right things and have no joy. To believe everything that is true. You hear the Word of God and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't light you up. You know, I was sitting there thinking about being born again. I don't know if Kurt Hardenbrook is in this. Is he in this? Is he back here today? Kurt, where are you at? Where? Oh, there he is. Okay. Man of God. Our city, you know, he's right across the street here. And he always tells everybody he'll be the last man to let you down. And he's our funeral man. Okay? He's a man of God. And we had him speak to our band of brothers, I so enjoyed it this last Wednesday when he said, he reminded me of a thing, I've heard this many times over the past, but he talked about being born again. And he talked about people who, if you're born only once here, if you're born once, you're going to die twice. You're going to die here, and then you're what in the Word of God is called the second death. And you don't want to be there. I can promise you don't want to be there. It's a place that we can't even imagine. But if you're born twice, you only die once. And I was sitting there thinking out of John when Christ said to Nicodemus, do you not understand that you must be born again? Do you not understand that you must be born again if you're going to enter the kingdom of God to even experience it? And to enter it is to experience it, not believe in it, but to experience it. To experience the emotion of being set free from your own sin. The emotions. I mean the emotion, and we're all emotional beings. Let's be honest, we're emotional beings. How do you get into a fight without being emotional? I mean, how does that happen? How do you have an argument? How do you get depressed without being an emotion? What is that thing anyway? I mean, you think of all this. We are emotional beings, and God knows it right well. And so for me to experience the kingdom of God, righteousness, then peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, I must be born again. When he told Nicodemus this, he said, let me share something with you. Flesh, born of the flesh is flesh. And there's another birth of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. And if you don't get born in the Spirit, you will never be awakened to a new life. Now, what will happen is, the old nature, this sinful nature, and Nicodemus asked the question, well, how can a man be born again? That doesn't make sense to him. He said, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? Well, the answer is obviously no. That would be a really nasty picture. I don't know how anyone even thinks like that. I look at this and I say, how are you born again? By God. And yet we speak of these things. We're going to open the Word of God today. I'm going to give you several translations. I'm going to be reading all over the place. And I can't do what Mike does with that little thing. And he does it up there. In fact, I'm doing a mentorship right now, and I had to tell all the men the other day, last Wednesday, bring a Bible with you. It's a men's mentorship in the Word of God, and I said, bring a Bible. It's on leadership, and everybody's got a phone. I won't say who, but I see some of you here. Okay? Yeah. But bring your Bible. And so I want to read something to you, because this morning we're going to find out the definition of exactly what does it mean to be a new creation? What is that? If you could be a new creation, would you want to? Would you like to know that each new day can be a brand new day as a new creation? Do you know that in God's presence, nothing is old? He is not old. He's not some old man with a big old beard up there. There is no age on Him. Things that we don't understand, He is eternity itself. He is love itself. Nothing in His presence gets old. There's no yawning up there. You'll yawn your last time when you take your last breath here and leave sin. So he says in verse 4, I'm going to be in Romans 6, and I'm going to be kind of jumping all over the place, but in verse 4, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead," here it is, "just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father," how was he raised? "By the glorious power of the Father," he says, "now we also may live new lives." So I ask the question, do you want to live a new life? That's something only you can answer. Do you, would you, if you can have a new life, do you want it? If instead of being a sorry creature where you're always condemning yourself and everybody else or feeling criticized or, oh, poor me and I'm a sorry individual, if that could be washed away forever, would you want it washed away? Would you want to know the magnificence of God's presence in your life? Would you like to know the power of overwhelming joy that cannot be contained? It cannot be contained. It leaks out of you all the time. In fact, I had a really weird experience one time. I had a woman of God, and this is what she said to me. She believed in Jesus. She does all this stuff. Actually, she was in ministry and everything else. And she said, "You are so joyful all the time, it makes me sick." I thought, well, cool. And she said, "I wasn't born that way." And I said, "Well, that's obvious." I said, "There's no one like the Lord. I'm about to open up His Word. All Scripture is God-breathed. All of it. All Scripture is God-breathed. All of it is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." What is righteousness? Righteousness is the freedom from my own... the power of my sin in me has been broken. Its presence is still in this carcass I live in, but its power over me was broken. I have no more excuses. I have been given a new life, a joy, and a freedom to choose to live in a new life. I've chosen to live in a new life. That means that even if I'm going to have a dinner with my wife and have a glass of wine with our dinner, I do it in the glory of the Almighty. I feel His good pleasure. I choose. My will is involved. My emotions are truly involved. I don't just say words. I've got to get something in line here. And so we're going to be looking at that today. I can live a new life. We're going to actually be looking at verse 17. But before I get to 17, I thought, I can't get you to 17 if I don't start you at least by verse maybe 10. And then I'll read to 17. We'll do that. When He died once to break the power of sin. When Christ died, He died once to do what? Now listen up. Break the power of sin. Whose sin? Mine. You got to be able to say, mine. You got to know Christ died to break the power of your sin. He did not remove sin from you. This body will not inherit the kingdom of God. I promise you, He says, I'll give you a new body. But I died for you, Gus, to break the power of your sin. That which was mastering you, that which made you lie before you ever knew how to lie, it taught you how to lie. It taught you how to lust. It taught you how to fight. It taught you how to be aggravated. It taught you how to just be so angry that you couldn't control yourself. It taught you how to be selfish. It taught you what it was like to feel criticism and give it. All of those horrible things. I came to break that power. So you should also consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not. Well, then that means if He says do not, I've got the power in a new life not to let it control my life. I make a choice every moment, every day. When I started off as a young man, I was asking God all the time, because I'm a young man, I'm married, I got kids, and I don't know what to do. I'm married because I'm in love with Karen, but I'm not sure I like being a husband. Some of you have never been there, apparently. Okay? That was me. I'm married, and I've got kids. I'm so grateful for kids, but I'm not sure I want to be a father. Man, responsibility all over the place. I'm struggling with myself. I know Jesus Christ. He is in me, but I don't know how to live as a husband, and I don't know how to live as a father. I don't. I've never been this place before. And I'm asking him, how do I live? What is a man of God? I know I'm a man of God. I know that. I'm after you. What do I do? And hopefully by the end I'll be able to tell you. Assuming I finish this one. Okay? Because I want to tell you that. It changed my life forever. I made decisions because I realized there was a freedom that God gave to me, a new creation. There is a result of a new creation. There is a result that every one of you, if you do know, if you have been born twice, if you have been born by the Spirit, there is a result of a new creation in you. And if you do not see that result, you have not been born twice. It's a reality. It's true. That's why the Scripture, that's why Paul tells the Corinthian church, test yourself, examine yourself. Do you not recognize this about yourself? Now notice that. Test yourself. Examine yourself. Or do you not recognize this about yourself? That Jesus Christ is in you. Unless indeed you failed the test. You failed it. You're still working at it. You still feel guilty. You're still all over the place. You just got this really lousy attitude most of the time. Yourself. You're very judgmental. You get angry quick. You feel criticized easily. Oh man, nobody can talk to you because man, you just feel like woof. It gets all wound up inside you. I'm going to tell you, there is a result of a new creation. So let's go down and see what else he says. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to your sinful desires. Guess what? That means every one of us are going to have sinful desires. Did you know that? Every one of us in this room, there's not one of us in this room that doesn't have a sinful desire. Don't give in. Quit manipulating. Don't manipulate other people. Don't try to sit there and figure out how to get your way. Don't give in to that desire. Here's what you're going to do. It's a beautiful place. Okay? Don't let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have a new life. So use your whole new life, use your body as an instrument to do what is right for your joy and the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master. How many times do you have to say this? If you've been born twice, sin is no longer your master. Sin is no longer your master. Is the desire, can you have a sinful desire? You bet you can, but it's not your master. He can come knocking at your door. He can whisper to you. Your old sinful nature, your old habits can come right there, but they're not your master. You have every right and every power that's been given to you in Jesus Christ to say, this is what I choose. I will choose. I will. I have the freedom. I will do this to the glory of God. I will walk into His presence. I will praise the Lord today. I make that choice. So then we go down a little further. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of law. Instead, here you are. You live in the freedom of the grace of God. Well then, since God's grace has set us completely free from the law and its requirements, does that mean we go on sinning? Here we go again. We're always trying to figure out a good way to keep sinning, aren't we? Huh? You know, you made me angry. You know that was your problem, don't you? You're the one that irritated me. Of course not. We're not going to do that. Don't you realize that you become a slave to whatever you choose today to obey? Some of you have gotten such a habit that you have a horrible attitude. You look like you suck lemons all day long. You know, like I tell our band of brothers all the time, if the joy of the Lord's your strength, notify your face. What has happened to us? The world will know that I'm a man after the heart of God. The world will know the Almighty when they meet me. The world will know, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord will know that we belong to, there's something different because His love has been perfected in our life. That we don't take offense. We're the first, please, if I said something to offend, please forgive me. I don't want to offend you. Boy, I'll tell you, that was so different than the way I used to live. So now watch this. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from law, no, we're not going to sin. Of course not. Don't you realize that you become a slave to whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which will lead to death. And what do you mean death? Your marriage goes to hell in a handbasket. Your relationships go bad. Your company goes bad. You can't get anything right. You're getting angry all the time. You're more irritable every day. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And all of a sudden you're all wound up. You can come to church and you're thinking, I'm going to come to church, and you even criticize the church. You criticize the music. You criticize the pastor. You criticize something. Or the way someone's dressed. I look at it and say, no. In grace, how about, do you want a new nature? Do you want God's breath to become your breath? Because there is a result of a new creation. You don't create it. He created it. And then He gives it to you as a gift and says, now it's yours. Go use it. Go use it. And as you use it, you become mature. It grows in you. All of a sudden you use it and God gives it to you with such joy. You can be aware, you can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. And then our text today, verse 17. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed that form of teaching to which you were entrusted. This is the beautiful part about a result. See, we have been called to live a new life. And if you don't have a new life, what's the point of this thing? Honestly, there's no religion on the planet that saves anybody. There's no religion out there. We need a relationship. We need a life. I don't need a religion. I need a life. So I've been called a new life. It says you were dead in your transgressions and sin, but you've been made alive. You've been made alive in Christ. I've been made alive. So now go live a new life. Paul would say to the Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. What? The power that sin had over that man, that woman, was broken. Doesn't mean sin isn't there. Doesn't mean the desires aren't there. That's why he says, don't yield to them. But that power over you was broken. There is a joy to be had, but most of us won't get there. Many of us won't get there. It's like we're wound up in this sinful nature, and we just won't. The sin says, you know, you're going to look stupid if you're happy. You're going to look like an idiot if you get joyful. Man, the moment you stick your hands in the air, you are a weirdo. I mean, that's what sin is going to tell you. It's not true. It's a lie. At the end of this thing, by the grace of the Almighty, I'm going to read you something. I send to people all the time. They ask, how did you get the way you are? And I said, well, when I was young, I've always wanted to know the Lord. I've never wanted to be saved. I didn't want to go to heaven. I didn't even want to have my sins forgiven. I asked him, I said, I'm not here to have my sins forgiven unless that's important to you. I found out it was important to me. But I didn't know that when I said it. And he forgave my sins. And I looked at him and I said, but I want to know you. I just want you. And when this thing's over, whatever this is, I want to be wherever you are. And with my own eyes, I want to behold you. I want to look at you. Because there can't be anyone like you. I didn't know anything. I wasn't raised in Christianity. I didn't know anything. But I just knew there couldn't be anything like Him. He's got to be awesome. I mean, I think when we see the Lord, you're going to say at least, wow. Don't you think? Some of you may go, wow! You know, wouldn't that be a fun thing for you to do while on the earth? Why don't you just do it on the earth? Wow! I mean, there's no one like the Lord. Woo! You know, I have to tell you, with these young kids, it was so stinking fun. These middle schoolers going out, and Nick asked me to come and pray over them, and I said, okay. And I asked these middle schoolers, I said, do you know how, when Marines pray, do you know how they say amen? They didn't know. And I went, hoorah! And so when I said, when I finished praying, who's louder in here, boys or girls? Oh, man, the girls just cranked it, you know. Boys are like these little shy dudes at that time, you know. Wait until they get to high school, it'll change, but... And some of them might become real righteous and be in the Marines, but I look at this and all of a sudden you go to pray let's say amen like a Marine, and I all of a sudden I ended that prayer, and I wish you'd have heard 47 young people they almost lifted the floor because it was downstairs, you know, with the floor on the chapel, and all of a sudden they went hoorah, and I thought, oh Father, why are we so? What's the result of your salvation? What result have you had? What is the result you have experienced of a new creation? Is there anyone that you know, with your family, your friends, your workers, would anyone say, man, that woman is a new creation from the moment I discovered them, the moment I met them. They're new every morning. They're like, I get around them and I get so stinking refreshed, it's nauseating. It is so good. See, that's what God has given to us. That's what is to be had. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, if any man he's a new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. See, all of this, the results of this is We were meant to have a change of nature. When Christ comes and touches a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, there's a change of nature. I mean, it's a change of nature. Do you want a change of nature? Would you like to have a change of nature today? You can. He's not saying, no, not you. No. He's saying, come. All of you who are weary. Anybody weary here? Anyone ever have anxiety here? Anyone ever have worry here? Have any of you ever felt stress at any time in your life? Some of you have. Well, let me tell you what. For you that are weary, Christ says, come unto me. Are you heavy today? I promise. There's a result of being a new creation. I promise I will give you something you can't imagine. I promise you this. It's easy. All you have to do is receive it. It's easy. You're not going to get burdened. I'm not coming here to burden you. You're already burdened. I'm going to relieve you of your burdens. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You just walk with me for a while, and you're going to enjoy your journey. I mean, you get your will involved in this. You get your will changed. You get your emotions in line, and all of a sudden, there is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's also a change of ownership. I don't belong to the old Adamic nature anymore. I don't belong to that old nature. I remember when I wanted to be just like my dad. I wanted to be just like my dad. My whole life I wanted to be like my dad. My dad was a Marine, 7 Purple Hearts. I just loved the way he was. In my mind, he was the man's man. Okay? And you know what happened to me? I became just like my dad. I became a Marine just like my dad. I became as fouled up just like my dad. He was so proud of me. We smoked together. We drank together. We sweared together. We shot and killed things together. Oh, he was so proud of me. And then I became a man of God. And the moment I became a man of God, my father looked at me and knew something had happened to me. And he swore at me and he said, what the blankety blank happened to you? I didn't know what to say. Except I said, I came to know the Lord. I know him. And he got mad at me and told me he can take Christ and stick him up your rear end. He said that to me for 20 years. But there's a result of a new creation. There's a result. And he couldn't make me mad. He could not make me mad. He couldn't even make me irritated. That really irritated him. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a result to be had for you and I. There's a change of nature. There's a change of ownership. There's a change of service. Here it is. But thanks be to God that though you used to be, that's to me. I knew it was that true. Once was what true of me was no longer true of me. Didn't mean I didn't have desires to sin. Didn't mean I didn't blow it. Didn't mean I have many opportunities to repent. But repentance is with joy. Repentance is an act of worship. It's holy and wonderful. I had an entirely different nature created in me. I couldn't even explain it. I didn't understand it. I was thinking, what in the world is going on with me? My nature had changed and I knew it. Did I understand everything? No. Not any more than I did when I was growing up as a little kid. I was learning along the way as a little boy. I was learning who my parents were. I was learning what it was like to be loved. I learned about chores. I learned about how my mom would say, did you say thank you? Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you? When I was a little kid, she always had to say that. Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you? Yes, I did. And then all of a sudden, one day, I found out I just said thank you all the time. She taught me. I learned. Well, the new nature is the same. All of a sudden, I'm expressing a joy. I choose. I will. I am willing to walk in this place. And so I began to grow. And I thought, and he says, you wholeheartedly obeyed. Now that's a beautiful statement in the Greek language. You wholeheartedly. And wholeheartedly means my emotions got involved. I had to wholeheartedly obey. What do you mean? Give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Wholeheartedly get involved. I had to be willing to be wholeheartedly involved. I wholeheartedly obeyed. I went involved. My emotions got in line. And then the idea to obey is that I will. I choose. I will. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord. And I began. When I was telling you I was that young man, that's what started with me. All of a sudden, when I didn't know what to do, I didn't know how to be a dad, I didn't know how to be a good husband, I would come home and, you know, and just being male and female is an opportunity all by itself. Okay, for the average man, you know, the way I was wired, I couldn't understand how you females made decisions at all. I mean, it's like you were space cadets all over the place. You had emotions going in every direction that I couldn't even imagine. My wife would start talking to me, and she was like, I said, well, tell me what the issue is. And I'm thinking, the issue. Did you get the idea? The. I'm looking for a dot on the wall. The way she thought, it was like a shotgun blast. And I was like, what? What? And so I'm trying to think, I want to be a husband to her. I want to learn to understand this wavelength here. I don't know how. So I said, here's what I do. I choose to give thanks to the Lord. I choose to praise the Lord. And Father, I chose, and I would say, Father, thank you for giving me some wisdom and understanding and insight into my wife. Thank you for letting her even marry a man like me. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like married to me. I'm sure I'm an opportunity, okay? She said amen. Did you say? See, there's a result of a new nature. So I ask you today, do you want it? If you could have it right now, not tomorrow, not 10 minutes from now, would you want a new nature right now? Would you be willing to take it this moment, this very second, would you want it? See, I'm not even doing this message yet. That's what I knew was going to happen to me. It always does in the first service. I'll preach it in the second service. But I'm going to tell you how it is. This is the result of a new nature. This is the new nature right here. Someone asked me, I've got a lot of friends that are having a lot of problems right now. And I remember when I had those same problems when I was a younger man. And I said, I will do. And I sent one lady's having some problems. I sent her a text the other day. And I said, well, she says, and she's asked me all these questions. And I said, well, I will do what most people won't. And what happened, and I found out that the Word of God is not only its breath, but it's alive. And I take him in it. I read it out loud, always. I read the Word of God out loud, and then I immediately respond to him. I immediately respond. Now listen to these words. Okay? This is going to tell you where you are right now. You're going to know if you have this is the result. What I'm going to say to you is the result of a new creation. But you will know right now if you have that result. You'll know immediately. And here it is. And then I'll tell you where it's from. Listen to these words. I will praise the Lord at all times. Listen to those words. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak of His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Listen to those words. And then listen to this words. Right at the end. Let all who are helpless take heart. That's what I chose when I was a young man. When life came to hell, came to my door again and again and again and again. And I said, no. It can be here. I can't change it. I can't change what has happened to me. I can't change the attacks. I can't do that. But this is who I am. I will praise the Lord. How often? At all times. I will. Not somebody else. I wasn't thinking about my wife. I will. Instead of getting an argument with her, which would have been my natural tendency. Oh, by the way, we still had some. Okay? I think we had to have the fights so that I could repent, so that I could I will. I really mean it. I wish I could make a joke out of it, but it wasn't. It's hard to believe with this beautiful young lady down here who's going to be 70 in March. Okay? Yeah. Okay. This young lady, that I fought with her. I did. I fought with her many, many times so that I could learn, I will. I will not do that. I will repent. I will ask her to forgive me for my harsh words and my tones. And I found out that when I did, joy came to my soul. So I'm going to ask you today, is this a description of you? I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak of His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. And listen to this. This is for all of us. Let all who are helpless take heart. Those moments when you're just helpless, you can't change a thing. Life's just been rough on you. It's just been rough. I realize I've just finished a book, If There Is a God. The title of the book is If There's a God, and it'll be out in late February, 1st of March. And I realized after I wrote it, I didn't know it. It took me about 8 or 9 months to write that thing. And it's God's stories in my life. But when I wrote it, I finished. All of a sudden, when I read it as a book, not while I was writing it, chapter by chapter, but when I read it as a book, I realized my whole life has been trouble. On the human scale, I call it opportunity. God gave me opportunity after opportunity to come my way and push on me so I would discover me. Who am I in Christ? The trouble came so I would discover me. I will boast in the Lord, only in Him. I will give praises at all time. And so our band's going to come back up and lead us in a song. And what I would ask of you today is, if you'd like to be a new creation, if you'd like to be one of those praiseworthy people, if you'd like to take Him and know that there is a result in a new creation, there really is a result. There's something so holy. If you'd like it, if you've been a little bit fatigued lately, I would ask you to, why don't you just come forward and praise the Lord with me?